Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Apple is reportedly working on developing a new tabletop robotic device that could be available as soon as the year 2026. Mark, you are reporting that it is codenamed J595. So what exactly is it?
So, you know, we're used to Apple coming out with these major new hardware categories every several years. The next one they're looking at is a home robotics device. This is part of a larger shift into the robotics category, essentially, you know, hardware manifestation of artificial intelligence. Now, this would be a giant iPad on this robotic arm, or maybe better to call it a robotic neck, and it will use cameras to sense its external environment. And essentially, this iPad will be able to move around in space. So if you tell the iPad to look at you, it will turn around and move towards you. If I'm on a FaceTime call, it will be able to tilt its head and nod to match my head movements to give the person viewing on the other end a more physical idea of what is going on. So it's essentially a telepresence machine, iPad, entertainment device, smart home control center, and home security device built into one for the home with a big robotics push around it.
Okay, I'm imagining WALL-E on my kitchen countertop. Is that kind of what we're going for?
It's kind of what we're going for. If you're familiar with the old Meta Portal that was discontinued a couple of years ago, if you're familiar with the Amazon Echo Show, they have one between a 10 and 13-inch screen that can move on a swivel. It's essentially that, but with a big advanced robotics arm, actuators on it, a big, beautiful iPad-like display. But again, this is interesting because times of Apple creating these sort of lower-priced mass consumer devices, these major new product categories, we seem to be inching away from that period, right? This is not a new iPhone, a new iPod, or even a new Apple Watch or iPad. This is something that's probably going to come in around $1,000, and you can even think it's going to be as niche as the Apple Vision Pro, which is obviously their $3,500 mixed reality headset. So certainly they're trying new things, they're exploring new angles, and you know, it really comes back to the cancellation of the self-driving car in February, where that was really going to be the next big thing. That was going to be the major future moneymaker for Apple. But now they're trying more of these niche products and trying to do several of them.
Yeah, you're saying that the executive who oversaw the car project is now leading this effort. This isn't just trying to find a landing zone for him.
This is a sort of something that came out of the car project, right? If you think about it, the car project is essentially a gigantic self-driving robot. And this iPad on a swivel is essentially a stationary robot. And so it's using many of the same technologies and same people that worked on the car for this device. Now, for later on in the future, they have ideas about humanoid robots. They have ideas about mobile robots like the Amazon Astro that can roam around your home. And again, these are all using very similar technologies that they spent the last decade developing for that car. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, I don't anticipate this happening, but I certainly think it would be a good thing if it does. They get these mobile robots working properly. They get a better understanding of how this technology, it's called SLAM, works. It senses the external environment. And maybe a decade from now, they can go back to working on the car. But if you think about it, if you have a self-driving car, it needs to work properly and understand its environment 100% of the time, because you're dealing with safety, you're dealing with machinery essentially that could unfortunately kill a person, right? A car, a moving vehicle. If you think about a robot in your home, you're using that same technology, but it's not such a high-stakes environment going through someone's hallway or living room, right?
Even if
it works 75% of the time, it's still a good experience.
And, you know, there is a thought about whether or not there would be a demand, and I admit that I never thought that I would want to have a camera or music on my phone, and now look where we are.
I don't think there's going to be extremely high demand for a $1,000 tabletop robotics device. Where I think maybe one day, right, 15 years in the future, there could be demand for mobile home robots. And so Apple laying the groundwork, placing some seeds and a bet that maybe robotics will become a major category a decade from now, I think is really smart. And it's the right thing for the company to be doing. At this point, they're a company that needs to place bets in multiple places and see what works out in the future. And that's very different from some of the past product categories where, you know, the iPhone A lot of people didn't think that was going to be a success early on, but I think Apple was quite confident that people were going to shift towards mobile computing. I think there was confidence that people were going to shift towards tablet computing, and then you had the iPad. I think there was an understanding that people are going to want to wear sort of these devices on their wrists, and that led to smartwatches and the Apple Watch. I think there was an understanding that people would want wireless earbuds, and that led to the AirPods. But, you know, it's a little far-fetched to think people are going to want to pay top dollar for this tabletop device. And this is already coming off the heels on the Apple Vision Pro, where Apple made a bet that this category will eventually be big, but they brought it out at $3,500, and maybe it'll get down to, you know, a fifth of that at some point. But there's still a lot of things that they're placing bets on here.
That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here at KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays coming at you at 8 a.m.